go to God in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you, as the children prayed, Lord, that you are with us and watching over us, that you will never, ever leave us. Lord, open up our hearts, our ears, our minds, our souls to hear what you would have us hear today, God, and bring us closer to you. And we ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen. Well, over the past 3 months, I've shared some sermons on Psalm 22 and 23. And today I'm going to talk about Psalm 24. Because these three psalms written by David go together. And they parallel the appointed times of the Lord, the 7 yearly appointed times of God that he lays out for us in Leviticus chapter 23. When we talked about Psalm 22, if you haven't read it recently, go home and read it again. It is a picture of the crucifixion of Jesus. And you will see things in Psalm 22 that are right there in the New Testament. David prophesied about the crucifixion of Jesus, which was the first appointed time, Passover, when Jesus paid the price for our sins. And Psalm 22 goes on to talk about how he did pay the price for our sins. And then how he is still alive. And those are the first three appointed times of the Lord. They all take place in 1 week, during the week of Easter. It's Good Friday, and then unleavened bread, which is sinlessness. Jesus paid the price for sin. And then Easter, first fruits, when he rose from the grave. Psalm 22 is a parallel to the first three appointed times of the Lord. Psalm 23 goes on, "The Lord is my shepherd," how Jesus lives with us here on this earth now and walks with us and guides us, 23rd Psalm. And this is what the Holy Spirit does for us. The artwork here represents the Holy Spirit, the dove, the Spirit of God, coming down upon the people, and the fire, the tongues of fire that sat on their head. We are living in Psalm 23 right now. Today. We're living in the age of Pentecost. That's what Psalm 23 is about. Jesus is with us. His Spirit lives in us. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't have anything. I will need nothing. He leads me. He guides me. He teaches me. And someday I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That covers the fourth appointed time, Pentecost. And Psalm 24 covers the last three appointed times of the Lord, which will begin in 3 months from now. And we will be celebrating them. 3 months from now, trumpets or Rosh Hashanah, someday the angels, the Lord is going to blow the trumpet, the same trumpet that the children of Israel heard on that first Pentecost when God gave the Ten Commandments. The Bible says they heard the trumpet blast, which was so loud, and God gave them the Ten Commandments. There is coming a day. And this, since all of these appointed times happened at the appointed time, that's why they're appointed times. They're moeds in Hebrew. They happened right on the very day and the hour. There is coming something in 3 months from now, which we will celebrate, that sometime in the future, we don't know if it's this year, next year, or what year, but during that appointed time, the trumpets of God are going to blow. We're going to be taken in the net ketef. Some people call it the rapture. Jesus, then, the tribulation is going to begin for 7 years. And then Jesus is going to return Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. The Old Testament talks about that. When he comes out of his chamber and comes back to this earth. And then finally tabernacles, when God comes down, the Father, and sets up his kingdom here on earth. We'll celebrate, and that all takes place in 3 weeks. We'll celebrate that this fall. But that is what Psalm 24 is all about. Garrett, would you give me on the screen here Psalm 24? And we read it today. The day is coming when Jesus is going to return. And he wants us to be ready for that day. Now, he said nobody knows the day or the hour. We don't know the day or the hour. We don't know the year. And the reason he didn't give us the year is because the people 1,000 years ago would have been pretty disappointed knowing, well, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. He wants us to be looking forward to it, that it could happen at any time in any of our lifetimes. And so we look forward to it. But Psalm 24 starts out, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." God made this planet. If you look at our bulletin, you'll see a picture of the earth. God made this planet and it's his. In the Bible, even in the land of Israel, he says to the Israelites, "This is my land." We are living in God's world, and he made it for us. And the fullness thereof, the trees, the fish, the deer, the gold, the silver, the iron that we put into our cars, the food that we eat, it is all God's. The earth.